What if everything you've ever experienced, every thought, emotion, and physical sensation exists within a single infinite mind? This isn't science fiction or mystical fantasy. It's the radical premise of the Kybalion, a mysterious text published in 1908 by three initiates whose identities remain unknown to this day. Before quantum physics revealed that consciousness affects matter, before Einstein proved energy and mass are interchangeable, this slim volume declared, "The universe is mental." Oprah kept it by her bedside. Spiritual teachers call it the most profound self-help book ever written. Yet most people have never heard of it. The book promises something extraordinary, a master key that unlocks every door of understanding, from why you can't shake certain moods to how reality itself operates. But here's the catch. The wisdom only reveals itself when you're ready to receive it. The Hermetic principles are practical tools for navigating existence. The principle of mentalism establishes that everything exists within an infinite living mind called the All. Your thoughts, physical objects, distant stars are mental constructs vibrating at different frequencies within one cosmic consciousness. The principle of correspondence connects levels through as above, so below. Your inner mental world mirrors outer circumstances. The principle of vibration reveals nothing rests, everything moves and vibrates at different rates. Depression and joy are different frequencies on the same spectrum. The principle of polarity shows opposites are identical in nature, differing only in degree. Hot and cold are both temperature. Love and hate are both emotional intensity. You transmute negative states by moving toward their opposite on the same scale. The principle of rhythm describes the pendulum swing in everything. Day follows night, expansion follows contraction. The principle of cause and effect eliminates chance. Every effect has a cause. You're either creating causes consciously or being moved by others' causes. The principle of gender reveals masculine and feminine energies in everything, the projective will and receptive substance that together create all manifestation. The All isn't a bearded deity. It's infinite living mind, the conscious intelligence underlying reality. Unlike matter, mostly empty space, the All possesses three qualities. It's all that truly exists, infinite in time and space, and immutable in its essential nature. This wisdom anticipated modern physics. The Kybalion's description of matter as interrupted energy foreshadows Einstein's E equals mc squared. Its view of the All as living mind parallels quantum physics's discovery that observation affects subatomic outcomes. Consciousness isn't produced by matter, but fundamental to reality. Your brain doesn't generate consciousness. It receives and focuses it, like a radio. The universe arises through mental creation. When you imagine a scenario, you create a mental world within your mind, yet distinct from you. Similarly, the All creates the universe as mental images within itself. The gender principle drives this. The All's masculine principle, directing will, projects toward its feminine principle, receptive nature, which evolves the universe according to natural laws, the habitual thoughts of the All. This explains why visualization produces tangible results and why spiritual masters demonstrate seemingly impossible abilities. They weren't breaking laws. They operated from higher mental laws that supersede physical ones. Here's where your mind might bend. From the All's absolute perspective, the universe is unreal. Mental images within infinite mind, no more substantial than your dreams. Yet from your finite perspective, everything is very real and must be treated as such. Both statements are simultaneously true. This isn't contradiction, but complementary perspectives, like how light is both particle and wave. The universe is relatively real to us while absolutely unreal compared to the All. This paradox offers immense practical value. When stuck in traffic feeling frustrated, that experience feels absolutely real. From a higher perspective, it's a temporary mental state, a passing cloud in your consciousness. The wisdom lies in holding both simultaneously, acknowledging present reality while remembering its ultimate impermanence and mental nature. This creates psychological space, the ability to respond rather than react, to choose your mental state rather than being controlled by circumstances. The Hermetic maxim, while all is in the all, it is equally true that the all is in all, reveals something extraordinary about your nature. Yes, you exist within the all like a character in a novel, but the all also exists within you, a spark of infinite mind animating your being, what traditions call the higher self or divine spark. This isn't poetic metaphor, but literal truth. The same consciousness that creates galaxies flows through you right now. The differences between you and others aren't differences of kind, but of degree, varying vibration rates of the same fundamental energy. Reality spans three great planes: physical, mental, and spiritual. The physical plane encompasses all matter and energy, but matter isn't solid. It's energy vibrating at lower frequencies, as modern physics confirms. Above this lies the mental plane, ranging from mineral mind. Even minerals possess rudimentary consciousness through plant, animal, and human mind, with most humans occupying only the fourth subdivision of seven. Those reaching the sixth subdivision become the Superman, and the seventh, the Overman, beings of extraordinary capacity. The spiritual plane houses masters and adepts whose consciousness transcends human understanding. Yet even these beings exist within the all and remain subject to universal laws. You're like a fish perceiving only a narrow band of the vast spectrum surrounding you. Most humans detect only physical vibrations, missing the mental and spiritual dimensions interpenetrating every moment. This explains intuition, psychic experiences, and spiritual insights. Meditation stills the mind to reduce lower vibrations that interfere with perceiving higher ones, like turning down static to hear a faint signal. If everything exists within an infinite mind, then the solid reality you perceive is more fluid than it appears. The circumstances limiting you, the problems weighing you down, the identity defining you, all are mental patterns that can shift. The Hermetists practiced mental transmutation, the art of changing mental states at will. Since the universe is mental, this extends beyond positive thinking to transforming conditions across matter, force, and mind. The process begins with vibration. Mental states correspond to specific frequencies. Anxiety vibrates differently than peace. By consciously shifting your vibration through will and focused attention, you transform your mental state. The principle of polarity provides another tool. Since opposites differ only in degree, transmute negative states by concentrating on their opposites. To eliminate fear, cultivate courage. You're not fighting unwanted states, which paradoxically strengthens them, but polarizing toward their opposites. The principle of rhythm offers neutralization. Mental states swing between extremes like pendulums, rise above this by polarizing at the I am level. When anger arises, recognize I am experiencing anger rather than I am angry, maintaining perspective amid fluctuations. Most powerfully, the principle of cause and effect enables you to become a cause rather than an effect. Your thoughts create mental patterns that influence perception, decision-making, and action, ultimately shaping circumstances. While the world sells enlightenment in weekend workshops, the Kybalion offers genuine mastery through universal principles. This isn't about escaping reality, but engaging it fully, transmuting challenges and integrating physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions into conscious living. These seven principles anticipated quantum physics, cognitive science, and depth psychology by decades. They offer a framework for maintaining inner stability while engaging outer chaos, revealing you're not a powerless victim, but a conscious creator, not through magical thinking, but through understanding natural laws. The Hermetic path demands intellectual honesty to question comfortable beliefs, courage to take responsibility for your mental states, discipline to practice rather than just study, and humility to recognize how much remains unknown. The rewards? Freedom from unconscious reactivity, power to shape experience, and connection to something infinitely larger than yourself. The ancient masters believed this wisdom would reach those ready to receive it. The principles operate regardless of understanding. The question is, will you become conscious of them? Your journey from effect to cause begins with a single choice: to awaken.